Is the GOP getting serious about actual health care policy now that the more vindictive-sounding repeal Obamacare promise didn't fly last week? Some House Republicans are back talking about health care policies. There was a members-only meeting on Tuesday. The repeal is not out of the picture, but more practical replacement measures seem to be on the table. Here's House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy after that meeting.
We promised that we would repeal and replace Obamacare, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Friday, timeline wasn't there. The votes were not there yet. That doesn't mean that we're not going to get there, and that's what this conference was about and what we're actually working towards.
Congressman Tom Reed was at that conference on Tuesday. He's a Republican representative for New York's 23rd District. He joins me now. Congressman Reed, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, John, for having me on.
Let me say a couple of things before we get on to health care. Does your colleague, Representative Nunes, have any credibility at this point?
Oh, I absolutely do believe the chairman does have credibility, and he's doing his job, and he'll continue the investigation and follow the facts.
And no recusal, no he's on Trump's side, no bias here?
I know Devin Nunes. I serve with him on the Ways and Means Committee, and I can tell you he's committed to doing his job as the intelligence chairman and looking out for the national security interests of all Americans.
Senate trying to show you guys up?
Well, they always
an adage down there. The Senate always tries to carry its own package or lead in a different way than the House. But, you know, we'll let them do their thing, and we'll do our thing in the House.
Now, let's talk about health care. Yes, repeal of Obamacare was a political promise, but it does seem that you, Tom Reed, are talking about health care policies that are actually relevant to your constituents in addition to trying to make good on the Obamacare repeal. What's going on?
Well, you know, we obviously didn't have the votes on Friday last week, so we had to delay taking on the health care issue. And the harsh reality is that this issue is not going away. Health care in America needs to be addressed for the American people. And time will have to be we'll take a little bit of time, but we'll get there.
Maybe it's useful to just get away from all this Obamacare, Shmamacare. I think it's great that Republicans and Democrats are talking about health care policy. Whatever the you know, repeal question is. You know what I mean? I think that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. And that's I co-chair the Problem Solvers Caucus. I'm the Republican chair with my Democratic colleagues, 40 of us members committed to each other to work together. And that's what it's going to take. At some point in time, we're going to have to take on the issue of not just health insurance, but health care. And that's going to require 60 votes in the Senate. That means we have to work together on a bipartisan basis for the American people.
Medicaid extension in the state of New York, do you support that?
Yeah, we did, and we supported going to 2020, but obviously we have to take on the health care issue, and the issue of Medicaid itself is a large entitlement. It has a huge budgetary impact, and I'll tell you, I mean, we supported a provision that would have lessened the property tax bill for us in the upstate area because we still assess on that property tax bill the Medicaid cost of the local share. That's 70 to 60% of the budget.
So, Congressman Reed, what's the constituency? What's the coalition that's going to build beyond and maybe connect back to Paul Ryan, the speaker?
Well, I think at some point in time, this bipartisan approach will ripen. We'll take on issues of health care. You know, we do a lot of work in regards to palliative care, hospice care, going from a fee-for-service system to a more capitated model to encourage quality, to encourage efficiency. And so I think those types of reforms have a lot of attraction to members on the other side of the aisle. And the conversation we're having have been generally positive in that.
And you want people not going to emergency rooms and waiting around and putting that cost on facilities that are struggling financially. You want to keep those facilities in the red or in the black and get these people health care.
No, I totally agree with that, and get the health care that they need in the most effective environment. And, you know, the emergency rooms are not the most efficient, nor are they the most cost-efficient way to get your health care. And so to encourage people, preventive type of care is something I support and eagerly push here in Washington, and really just to allow people to be able to choose their health care is something I believe firmly in.
Where does the president stand on this? Has he sort of walked away and said, you guys figure it out, or is he on board? Is he calling you up saying, keep working quietly? What's going on?
You know, I definitely think the president recognizes that the setback we had last week, needs for us to take a little pause, kind of pull back a little bit, but continue the conversations, because when you talk to each other, when you listen to each other, it's amazing what you can get accomplished. And I think the president recognizes that. And as we have said, healthcare is not going away. Just because we didn't get to it last week doesn't mean we can just not deal with the issue. We're going to have to deal with it sooner, hopefully, rather than later. But we're going to have to deal with it.
Democrats couldn't really do it for 7 years. Can Republicans accomplish something in the next couple of years and then move on to immigration? Dare I speak?
I think there's a path there. I think there's a path for health care, tax reform, immigration. It's time to get things done for the American people.
Congressman Tom Reed was at the conference, sort of quiet conference on health care policy on Tuesday. He's a Republican representative for New York's 23rd district. You know, if the president wants to talk, tell him to call our show, will you?
Sounds like a plan, John. I'll try to get that done.
Thanks so much, Congressman Tom Reed.
Take care.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.